Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock, and that means one thing. Not that Ted Johnson's here, because baby, he's here already. He was hammering Alex Cora for the second straight week with the tough questions about first base. He just won't give it up. It means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
180!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone. A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and the three-point stance is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're a bullpen phone in arm's length of Alex Cora, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance, after which we will open up the floor for discussion on each. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, I ask you, my friend, are you ready?
Damn right.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds begin right now.
So there seemed like there was momentum to ban the tush push. Like, we were kind of getting reports, and it's all right, it's going to be gone. We talked about it yesterday. Ted Johnson wanted it gone. Lots of people wanted it gone. But it seems that the Kelseys, Jason Kelce, the brothers talked about it. He flew to Minnesota. He impacted some discussions. The Eagles tried to keep it. And I need to thank Mike Vrabel for helping keep it. Mike Vrabel, a former linebacker just like Ted Johnson, who apparently hasn't gone soft in retirement. He's still okay with hard-nosed football play in the trenches because Mike Vrabel's Patriots were one of 10 teams that voted to keep the tush push. It failed. Tush push is alive and well in Philly and the rest of the NFL for 2025, and I love it. You know I said it. I wasn't necessarily going to miss it if it was gone, but I hate the idea of a team finding a wrinkle, a play, a specific style, mastering it, and then taking it away. And that's exactly what Mike Vrabel said. That's exactly why he didn't want to vote to take it away. Mike Vrabel, thank you for saving the tush push. Thank you for being a physical football player and a man to lead the Patriots to the next great generation, Mike Vrabel.
A lot of thoughts on that. A lot of thoughts.
Like how you also said at 59, you were like, I have one more second. And you just said, Mike Vrabel again.
Just Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
I haven't.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson.
All these things that you said Mike Vrabel said, I haven't read them anywhere. In any article that he said that.
Yeah.
So that's all news to me.
It's okay. It's a boring play that's kind of cheaty, but that's fine.
Andy takes this stance on the day where he's in the home office also, which I think is very, very,
very
well-timed.
Yeah, how convenient, Art, how convenient.
We go to commercial break and Fitzy and I.
A lot of interesting rules that I'm looking forward to getting into later on in the show.
Yep.
Like, I'm flat out kind of confused by the many different directions the NFLPA and the owners are going right now. So
yeah. No question about that.
Meat on that bone, as they say in the biz, huh, bro?
We will leave that meat on that bone, and we will turn it to Nick Fitzy Stevens, and I ask you, are you ready?
I am fired up for this particular three-point stance.
Well, I'm fired up to give you 60 seconds, which start right now.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. We had a little bit of a dust-up, a scuffle last night here at Friendly Fenway between Waka Beulah, Alex Cora, and Francisco Lindor. And as you heard perhaps me say to the manager just moments ago with the Alex Cora interview, it gave me some vibes, some throwback feels to a seminal moment in the last Red Sox World Championship World Series year. I take you back now to April 11th, 2018.
And that's why he gets drilled here. He slams the bat. Now he's making a move. And here he comes on the run. And now fisticuffs. As Kelly's being tackled and punches being thrown. The dugout's empty. Here come the bullpens again. And this time it's for real.
That was a great night. That was Joe Kelly Fight Club night. A seminal moment for the World Series winning 2018 Boston Red Sox, galvanized by the Yankees trying to intimidate them. Joe Kelly put one right in the back of Tyler Austin and said, no. You don't tell us how to run the show here at Fenway Park. We are the Red Sox. Tonight, we need a This Is Sparta moment from Crochet and also Walker Buehler. Thank you for clapping back at everyone and bringing your team together.
Yeah, how about Walker starting his morning with the Twitter machine and a couple nice responses?
Yeah,
what did he
call the bullpen? He called them effing. He said, I wouldn't want me out animals. There too because we got a bullpen full of effing animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And that was
one of those.
Go ahead.
It was one of those tweets where I had to be like, the blue check mark, I don't know if it means anything anymore. Is this really Walker Buehler? Is this a fan account? Like, that's how that's how entertaining it was, let's just say.
Well, so is John Boy Media posted it, as they do with a lot of great baseball highlights. Jordan Moore then quote tweeted it, and then Walker Buehler quote tweeted that as well. So major traction. Everyone who loves baseball has now seen this, heard this. It definitely was a moment. It could provide a chippy game tonight, fellas. And I'm just saying, if they go on a run, Ted, maybe.
Let's go. Okay. Let's get on. Let's do it. Let's go on a run. They've had one they had a 5-game winning streak early in the season, I believe.
Uno.
So that would be nice if they got a little run going.
I wouldn't want me out there either. Sad thing is the bullpen, in all capital letters, is full of blanking animals.
Love it.
Tough choice.
Way to have
that
guys back.
That's didn't
feed
did,
me that.
Didn't Alex Cora once? Sorry, Andy. Didn't Alex Cora once call Walker Buehler a bulldog? I feel like that was his choice of words. Like he'll go out there and give you everything he has, but also fearless.
That's what you need out of ace pitcher like that. I mean, I didn't realize how big he was. I kind of noticed.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. When he was barking last night, that's a big F-some-bee barking at the ump right there.
A little Ted Johnson, a little John Kerry. Wham, Walker Buehler.
All right, Ted. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Bub.
Speaking of fearless. Yep. All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, look, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit with the Bill Belichick story. I try not to do too many three-point stances on it because people know my history with Bill. But there's this one thing that I could not get over, and it was I printed the entire New York Times article about Bill Belichick that is just fascinating. A TMZ came out with an article today that highlights so many fascinating. There's so many details about the history of Bill Belichick coming out and in his love life. But one thing that just struck me and hit me square in the eyes, where I just said I got to talk about this, is what you guys sent me, the article of Mack Brown, the former coach of the UNC football team, basically saying some things that I didn't know. And that to me, this is the cherry on top of what's been, to me, an unfortunate kind of offseason for Bill Belichick. And for a guy that values education, Bill Belichick went to Wesleyan. He's always kind of looked down at people that aren't educated. He values smart people. Two of his best friends, Ernie Adams went to Phillips Academy, then he went to Northwestern. Matt Patricia, his other buddy, went to RPI. He was an aerospace engineer. He values smart, smart people. And then I hear this story. Mac Brown's talking about Bill Belichick, and he says, quote, they, meaning UNC, have committed money to it. They've helped him with academics. They've lowered their standards some, so there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be successful. And anymore, they've changed the roster. Mac Brown is telling you that UNC has changed the rules for their academic standards and lowered it so that Bill Belichick could get better players there. UNC sold its soul to Bill Belichick. Shame on them. And for a guy that values education, being okay with that, I think it's embarrassing. I don't know why that stuck in my craw, but it did, and that is just, I think it's unfortunate.
Seems to value education when it's convenient.
For him, very much. That's kind of the story of one Bill Belichick.
Interesting.
If we had to sum it all up.
Yep. Belichick has done it again.
On the table today, we have the Tush Push, and Andy thanking Mike Vrabel without the benefit of having Ted Johnson in front of him.
May I jump in real quick?
Yeah.
Ted, to your point as well. What is the top-ranked academic public institution in the United States of America?
Stanford.
UNC.
Okay, UNC. Yeah.
Well, it was
top-ranked. And they're lowering the stand. I'm sorry. Bill Belichick fan. First time, long time. Gross. It's just stupid.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, I don't like it.
That's where, you know, there's a lot of this other stuff, the fluffy stuff that you can kind of call him out on, but it's at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, you know, whatever. He's a disaster in his off the field life. But when you're seeing stories like that, the UNC is lowering their academic standards so that he can put a better team out there. And then you see his recruiting class was doubly worse this year than last year's class. And it doesn't, so it's not even, lowering the standards not even helping them.
It'll improve next year as well, but they are 29th in the world. That's not a bad ranking, and 20th in the United States over all academic institutions, but since they're a state school, UNC is the top ranked, and they're now lowering their standards just so they can perhaps recruit a higher class or higher caliber of a football player. Come on now.
Let's stick on this for a moment. We'll do all the rule changes and stuff next. But Andy, I'll throw it to you. I want to get your stance on this for a moment on just how much, as this story continues to progress, and there's the on-the-field stuff, there's now academic stuff, and of course there's the off-the-field stuff, which we talk about ad nauseum. Ted brought up, probably 3 weeks to a month ago, the idea that maybe this fit is going sour before kickoff for season one. Where do you stand on the fact that this team and this coach are going to have to kick off and potentially play football in September?
You're too far down the road. I don't think there's anything you can do about it. You've changed who you are financially. You've changed who you are academically. As Ted just said, you sold your soul, and I think you need to let it play out. I don't think you can. If you pull the plug on it now, it'd be some weird situation where you let in some guys that maybe shouldn't be at the University of North Carolina, but Bill Belichick's not even coaching them. Who is coaching them? Is it Steve Belichick? You're just too far down the road. And I will say, if I wanted to be a devil's advocate, I was very interested in this because Mac Brown turned the heat up on Bill Belichick. He said, yeah, you should win. You lowered your academic standards and increased the amount of money you're spending. You absolutely should win. But is there even a hint of jealousy, axe to grind, spilt milk? The guy is like, I couldn't get these players in. I couldn't pay players. He even told a story in the article about the Hampton kid, the running back, that he had an opportunity for $1 million plus to leave, and Mac Brown was like, well, you should probably leave. We can't pay you that. We don't pay anything like that. And Hampton stayed, and he had a nice year. But that's the only thing I'd question. Like, is Mac Brown jealous that he didn't have these opportunities when he was the head coach at North Carolina recently?
Yeah. Oh, so you'll give Bill Belichick money and you'll lower the academic standard for him so that we can keep up with Clemson, and Clemson can't carry the backpack or academic shoes of University of North Carolina, nor should it try to, because North Carolina is thought of first, Ted, as a basketball school and a higher learning academic institution in North Star. And so now to just sort of like, great, you want to compete with Clemson, so you're going to go be Clemson as well. Like, I actually think it would have been more remarkable for Bill Belichick to go someplace that had a high academic standard, and still he was able to raise the quality of their play on the field without having to lower the academic standard.
That's a good point. I mean, is it going to be
over the goalpost?
If he wins more games than Mac Brown did, now that the rules are changed to benefit him, is that going to be as impressive?
No.
Not really. No, nope. You know, Andy, not really. So I'm shocked. I'll be honest. I'm kind of shocked. It also is just it paints a picture of kind of these universities really selling out to just, these aren't students. It's a pro league now. College is a pro league. So there's student athletes, please. You know, it's about just getting the best football players you can so you can make a lot of money for your university, and academic standards be damned, student athletes. Pushing that narrative forward anymore is a bunch of BS.
Yeah, I actually think it undercuts whatever Belichick does in a way. If he wins, you go, well, we know why you won. You now have $20-plus million roster just like Ohio State, and you're letting in lesser academic candidates than Mac Brown had. And if you lose, then you go, wait a minute, you changed the rules and still lost? You still? Mm-hmm. And I said it to you guys yesterday, I think, or maybe it was in today's email, the over-under set by Vegas is 7.5 wins, exact same as it was a year ago for Mac Brown and his roster.
Can I ask you guys, I'm curious, do you think Bill Belichick will be successful at UNC? You think?
Yes.
And you think, okay, so why do you think he will, Fitzy?
He's a pretty good football coach.
Because he's a pretty good football. What about you, Andy?
No, I don't think he's going to make the transition. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think he's getting the recruiting that he expected to get. And I would also argue he used to be a pretty good football coach. The last couple of years, he's made some hellacious decisions in terms of staffing, decisions on the field, and his record showed it on the field.
I thought it was – I saw a clear line. When Brady left, and even maybe a little before, he doesn't work as hard. There's a lot of things you can point to. He wasn't there at start of free agency. No days off. It used to be his money. It was no. We're taking how many times?
Well, some days off actually.
He's taken more time off in the last 4 years as he was the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yep.
That you think, and I think we all kind of know maybe what was is at the heart of that, right?
Oh, red pants.
What is the red pants is still here. Red Pants is even more in the light. So he's working less than he ever has. I just don't see him, he's working. He's not working hard at UNC. Now that he's at UNC, he's working hard to promote his books and to go to all these other events with his girlfriend.
His brand and focused, Navy.
He's not focused on the football team. So I think that is going to, I don't think he's going to hit that 7.5. I think he's getting under those wins.
Andy, you remember back on the Six Rings podcast and postgame show that I used to always ask the question, if Bill Belichick's mantra, if his catchphrase is do your job, why in the world over the last couple of years in his tenure with the Patriots, was it do your job? Because he had Matt Patricia doing 3 or 4 during that 2022 season. Belichick himself was so heavily involved in contracts and being the GM, helping out the defense, being the head coach, also making arrangements for Red Pants and everything else. He didn't just focus on the one thing, which was coaching the New England Patriots. And you saw, Ted, a lot of the seams come undone and things were not as neat and tidy and buttoned up. And that's okay to say about someone who was a dominant figure in the Boston sports, New England sports, and NFL landscape for 20 years to say, things kind of came undone, and you lost your way a little bit.
So you still think he's going to have?
I think he's going to start.
You still think he's a good coach? I think he stopped being a good coach so long ago. I don't. What is in recent history gives you any confidence that he's still a good coach? What can you point to and say, look, he still has his fastball. Look at this or look at that. I don't know what evidence is there that would suggest that he's a good football coach anymore.
Well, I won't say that he is a great sports psychologist because he basically just reverse engineered all of the confidence of Mac Jones as Matt Patricia reverse engineered the offense in 2022. But there were some games along the way where you still saw his coaching fastball. There were games that players dropped balls, players missed assignments. He had inferior talent, but it was Bill, the GM, who got Bill, the coach, fired. Bill's insistence on being the overlord.
Well, he's still the GM at UNC. I mean, the overlord there.
We'll see how that works out for him.
I don't think it's
going to work. His legacy, parts of his legacy, not the entirety of it, Ted, but parts of his legacy, Andy, could be on the line here, which is what leads me to think he's going to double down and do the best he can this season.
I also will continue to throw out there, and people get uncomfortable when I say this, he's old. Old football coaches who were even great were not as good when they got older, right? Mac Brown was a great coach once. He's not as great recently. Joe Paterno, Bobby Bowden, whoever you want to pick, old coaches regress, and they either lean on very strong coordinators to continue the success of the program, or they kind of peter out. It's why Pete Carroll this year is going to become the oldest coach in the history of the NFL. There was a lot of good coaches before Pete Carroll that got old, and you know what they did? They went off to pasture, right? The game passed them by, whatever cliche you want to use, and the reality is people get uncomfortable. Bill Belichick's old. He's an old coach, and that can affect the production.
Harder to coach, NFL or college? It's not even close.
Good college. Question.
College football is way harder.
I feel
harder.
Like you're slightly more qualified to answer your own question.
It's. Easy answer. You guys, it's college. College. There's way more to have to worry about in college than in the NFL. Your phone's blowing up as a college coach all the time with kids having problems. You have parents. You have you have boosters. You have so all these rules. There's so much more that you have to deal with in college football than in the NFL. It's really not even close. And so you're going for a job that's much harder in the college game, and you're going to work as hard as you were in the NFL. Like the Bill is not working hard, but he's bringing the same habits to the college. I think he's going to underperform just because of that.
Let me ask you guys one question on this real quick. And Andy, I know you're going to jump in, so I'll start with you. Do we believe that Bill Belichick, as now this post-professional college coach, is going to do the same level of coaching? How much coaching is he going to do versus how much of a figurehead is he for the program to try to drum up interest, dollars, etc.?
I mean, that's a good question, because that's what I sort of alluded to. A lot of these older coaches in college, now usually they've been established and they've been at an institution for years and decades. They do lean on their coaches in waiting, right? Jumbo Fisher at Florida State was the head coach in waiting. He was the guy that really did everything down there. Is Steve Belichick and Freddie Kitchens, are they the two guys that are really going to be running North Carolina? If so, I don't know how confident the Tar Heels fans will feel about what they have as a program with Bill Belichick as more of a figurehead. So, yeah, I think that's a fair question. And I do think, Ted, you are fair in questioning, has Bill worked less than he did in the past? And I think almost everybody that's been around him or has seen it would say, yeah, he absolutely has put in less work. Is that deserved and earned? Is that normal and natural? That's a different question, but it definitely happened over the last few years.
All right, I guess we'll leave it there. If either of you guys want to throw anything in, no, we will leave it there. So that is 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. We touched on the Bill Belichick continued drama, and something tells me, Andy Hart, we will continue to do this as the days move along.
Yeah, I know a lot of fans like to rip Ted for they talk about Belichick because Ted wants to. No. We talk about Belichick because it's on the New York Times. It's on every website. It's on every, TMZ. There's a new story every day related to North Carolina football, Bill Belichick, and Jordan. So don't put this on Ted. This is on Bill. Bill has created a distraction for the Tar Heels, and we are easily distracted. We follow distractions and will continue to do so.
Means,
it's fun to talk about Bill.
No, we're talking about this. We're talking about this because Stiz wants to talk about it. That's why we're doing it.
You know what's amazing too? It's just the detail of some of these things. I mean, you talk about Bill has nothing ever came out of Foxborough. You didn't, Bill. He had it so, he was so insular. Now everybody's talking. There's details about all these things that are salacious, that are just jaw dropping stuff.
It's a complete 180, Ted.
He's got no cover. He's got nobody protect him, and everybody in his, I wouldn't trust one person in his inner circle. He doesn't have an inner circle because they're all they're all singing, baby.
She's the mole.
You're probably right. Yeah. You're probably right. Someone needs to tell Bill.
Wouldn't that be quite the heel?
You want to volunteer?
Oh,
give him a call. Oh, pop that phone out. Use the old number. Give him a call. Tell him that call is coming from inside the house. Bill, I'm worried about you. Jordan is the mole.
What about Bill? What about Bill's ex bullying the poor girl though?
Oh,
at
bullying.
Parties.
How about the balls on her going into Linda's party?
Linda's party. It wasn't Linda's party.
She's the queen of Nantucket. I'll have you know.
Yeah, 617,
please.
779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk a little bit about those rules changes. I know Fitzy's confused because online kicks had to move 1 yard. I'm a little confused, too, why they had to move 1 yard in the new rules for onside kick in the NFL. We'll talk about the tush push, some of the other changes, and a reminder, 4 o'clock for the last time this season, sadly, because the Celtics were eliminated. Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, will join us to talk about the dismissal of the Celtics and what the offseason will bring. But up next, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Our phone lines are open.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Danny Park is FS1 expressing an opinion that a lot of people have, and I do believe that the play is going to be banned. I mean, it only survived by 2 votes.
So, you know, go ahead.
The writing's on the wall.
Your chest.
Well, you know, for 1 year while I can. For 1 year while I can.
Yeah. Sorry, Andy, real quick. I'm just amazed that, like, they don't. It's like, okay, I'm not as much anti the play as I am just let it be a fair play. Let the defense do the same thing the offense is doing. And then you got why that doesn't. Why that's not brought up more is kind of astounding to me. It's like, stop it. It's like, okay, can you let us push like you guys push? Oh, no. You got to stop it without that. Okay, well, then it's not a fair play.
Level playing ground. That's it. It should, Ted, it's the same thing. Get to push one way.
We should get to push one way.
Yeah, I get to push behind Milton Williams and Christian Barmore right into your stack of humanity as well.
So why don't you talk to your boy Vrabel so that next year the Patriots, because any team, I believe the way this works, any team can make a rules proposal. They could make a counter proposal to the whatever. There's going to be a proposal next year to shoot down the tush push. Maybe just have the Patriots put a proposal forward that allowed the defense to defend the tush push. In a fair fashion.
You're right. I don't know why that isn't brought up more, but I feel like, Andy, my guess is this will be on the table again next year, they will get the 2 votes that they need. So they're close, but yeah.
Well, they absolutely will.
And but what about the owner? Can you qualify for or clarify rather for myself and the audience at large? There was a disclaimer at the end of it that said, well, the owners can in private now discuss it as well. Like, can the owners sort of override the or can there be like an overriding vote? Like, can they meet it or the, can the league
so.
Then push or do they have
I mean,
to
they
wait
voted.
A full year? To,
I mean, that, the voted. Owners did vote.
This was all owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the commissioner has no order 66 he can put through or anything.
No, they voted on it. It was basically shot down or saved for this year. This proposal was shot down to save the tush push, but it'll change. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that Jason Kelce literally flew out there and was at the meetings. I guess he was. So I watched some of his New Heights podcast with his brother, and he was annoyed that people were presuming that he retired because of the tush push or he got hurt because of the tush push. And he actually made a joke that he would come back and just do tush pushes. It for the center, he thought it was a very easy play. And if it's all the other stuff he doesn't want to have to do anymore. If you just wanted him to run tush pushes all day long, he'll do that. But that wasn't the only role that's going to get the most because it was also weird, Ted. Am I wrong? Because you follow this, I think, more closely than I do because it's a little bit of a pet peeve of yours. Didn't it feel like it was going to get shot down? And then all of a sudden it didn't.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. It just felt like there's I feel like a lot of the kind of the big voices that, you know, cover the NFL were hinting that.
Yeah,
it was going to get the votes it needed to be the momentum. Just everything I ever read or heard. Felt like that this would not get pushed through. That was surprising. So, and what was also surprising is what happened? Detroit they took off their proposal to make it basically. I'm shocked by that because division winners it wouldn't matter anymore. It would just go based on seeding would be based on overall records, which I thought would get passed, and that never even went to a vote.
We didn't even hear the vote. Does that make you think, Ted, that maybe somebody whispered in Lions ownership ear, like, this is you're gonna get embarrassed. This is gonna go like 9-23.
That is something like that had to happen, Fitzy, Andy.
Politics.
I don't know. Right? It's total politics, buddy, right?
So the only thing I thought of is this definitely, that's the one part of this I don't like, is it seems like it gets political and little alliances and corners of meeting rooms and this games or whatever. But I wondered, because we've talked about this, the schedule right now is built around division play. All those teams play those games at the end of the season. Is there any chance that the league wants to change this at a time when they can then alter the schedule before they actually, you know what I mean? So, like, they have a schedule built one way. Allow them to build a schedule with this rule in place, and therefore they can change the schedule up a little bit, maybe not just have division games
that's
late in the year.
You know,
I don't know.
That might be one of the best. That might be one of the smartest things I've ever heard you say.
Oh, thank you.
It happens every now and again, Ted. I know
every now and again,
Andy will say something.
I'll see myself out.
Because what did we say?
When carpet vomit.
There's a lot of people that were like, a lot of the games early were like these division games. Oh, you can't have a division game week one.
Right.
And if you have that rule, then nobody's talking about division games week one. It won't matter. So
right.
I think there might be some truth to that, and I think that's one of your more astute observations, bud.
Well, I actually think both of these are going to come to fruition. At some point, next the tush push will be gone, and nobody will really miss it. That's the other thing that's kind of annoyed me. As much as I get into debates with you about it, I don't really care. It is not like the shift in baseball. It's not like in baseball – and that's what Danny Perkins brought up on FS1. In baseball, every game I watched, somebody was shifting. So now Ortiz, instead of having a base hit between first and second, has a ground out to the guy deep in the hole. And like, yes, that changed every game in baseball. This is a play that basically changes the games for one team. Because even the Bills, who I guess were the second most likely to use it, weren't very good at it, weren't nearly as good as the Eagles.
Well,
so
especially in that AFC championship,
they didn't do it the right way.
No, they don't.
Like, Josh goes to the left. You know,
yes.
You don't see Jalen Hurts. He just goes right under center. He doesn't pick a side like Josh Allen does. So it's like, if you're going to try and copy the tush push, dummies, like, do it the right way. They didn't even do it the right way.
Actually copy it. But it didn't, like, it doesn't ruin the game. I think people will very quickly, they're going to be like torpedo bats. The torpedo bats are dead and buried. I don't know if you guys have noticed. That was like the biggest story in baseball for like a week. And I actually noticed it because there's a guy on the Mets in this series that's using a torpedo bat, and it doesn't seem to like it's irrelevant. It's like old news. We've moved on, and I think we'll move on very quickly from the tush push. Now, Fitzy, you were the one that brought to our attention this this onside kick rule in our email today, which so apparently the change they're making is that you can declare an onside kick at any time in a game now if you're trailing.
Yes.
But they're going to be kicked from the 34 instead of the 35. Can you explain that to me?
That, can you explain it to me? First of all, I don't understand why.
It's an easy one.
They ever why the 34 not 35?
It gives you the cover team that's covering just a yard closer to try and get the ball.
So like so the it odds, only has to go so 10.
Instead of 5% success rate, you've now given a team 7% chance or 8%.
You think that extra yard matters that much?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So wait a second. But if I kick it from the 34, you still have to be at the 45. So now I have 11. So you know what I mean, Ted? Because you have to be 10 yards apart.
I don't know exactly where they got to line up. I'm just saying you get instead of a I'm guessing instead of 10 yards head start, you have a 9 yard head start.
The way that I understood the rule used to be was you would be at the 35. Well, first of all, the fact that now you can do it any time in the game, you should be able to do it whenever you want because Sean Payton made a coaching legacy and won a Super Bowl with that. The fact that they said, oh, you can only do it in the second half or the fourth quarter if you're trailing.
And the other thing is
so
and,
dumb.
But you got to let the team know.
Yeah, and you had
right,
to
I hate
it,
that.
Yeah.
That's
so now do you not have to identify or do you still have
you
to?
You still have to identify it.
Oh,
yes. So that's
oh. But, hey, but we're going to try this play.
The way I'm understanding it is the team kicking gets to move up a yard closer, thus giving them a less space to cover to maybe get the ball. So to me, they're trying to make
go,
it
Ted, right
better
here.
Than a 5% chance.
A breakdown from our friends at The Athletic. Additionally, onside kicks will be taken from the 34-yard line instead of the 35.
There you go.
And players on the kicking team will line up 1 yard closer to where the ball can be recovered.
So I had it right. So they are 1 yard closer.
So now it's 9. So that will give them a slight edge. So I get the competitive balance in there. But, Andy, why don't they just go full-blown? I guess it was XFL 2.0 at the time when they instituted this, now known as the UFL. Why not just let them, you know, you can choose 4th and 15 from your 20, or you can do an onside kick, and you don't have to identify. Just do it. The element of surprise should be in play, as opposed to, hello, we are now presenting that we are going to try a trick play. It's dumb.
The second part is player safety. That's what they will file it under, because you can see some hellacious hits on onside kicks, because there are plays basically drawn up where one guy's coming in. He's not trying to recover the ball. He's trying to blow up the guy who's going to try to recover the ball so that the other guy behind him can recover the ball. And guys are getting blown up. And if you don't know what's coming, are you defenseless? It's put on. Ted, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but it's clearly they tried to at least package it as a player safety issue.
Yes, they have. And what they're trying to do is make it a more competitive play. It's kind of like what the old PAT used to be. It was such an automatic play that it really wasn't a competitive play. So they move it back, whatever, 10 yards. Okay, and you basically went from a 97% chance of making it to 93%. Like, you go down like 4%. But that's, believe it or not, I mean, that actually adds value. I think there's some value in that. And so, but yes, they are, everything, especially with the onside kick, is wrapped in this argument of player safety, no doubt.
617-779-7937. We'll take your calls if you're reacting to these rules changes in the National Football League. Reminder, 4 o'clock, we'll talk to Brian Scalabrine about the end of the Celtics season. WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk more NFL rules changes. And I bet you we'll get to Jordan again in this show at some point. That's just something I'm guessing. I don't know, but I bet you we get to a little more Jordan news up next on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
To be honest with you, on Monday, I just call him to talk about something else other than the baseball. Yesterday, I got thrown out. He knew what he had to do, and it was a great – I mean, we won the series, and hopefully we can sweep them tonight.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us earlier at Fenway Park on WEEI Afternoons, talking about Ramon Vasquez, who's got a couple wins under his belt as the fill-in manager the last couple nights. If you missed that interview, you can go back on the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature or subscribe to WEEI Afternoons. You can also wait till 5 o'clock. We'll replay that in its entirety. But right now I have some, did you guys see this breaking news from the Tush Push? A little bit of a blow-by-blow rundown on how it survived in Minnesota, because there is a Seth Wickersham story on ESPN that was just posted, which we all know that Seth Wickersham stories are usually well-sourced and have some interesting information in them. Jeffrey Lurie was like us, guys. He thought the Tush Push was going to be banned. That's Eagles owner, and he was mad about it. So when they started the session today, apparently he went on like an hour-long presentation, and it got heated, according to ESPN. Am I allowed to say what he said? Hell, if ESPN writes it, I can say it. Is that a fair rule of thumb?
That's fair. Yep. Yeah,
it works with us.
So toward the end of his speech that lasted close to an hour, Lurie made an off-the-cuff analogy. He told the room that regardless of whether the play was banned, it was, quote, a win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. So he basically
said, to be a better analogy. There had to be at least one.
Wow. Well, wow. Troy Vincent was not happy about that because he chastised.
Why? What happened?
Well, he chastised Lurie for making that wet dream comment, specifically for saying it in front of women that were at the meeting, because this was apparently owners, executives, high-ranking executives. And in the end, it worked because, you know,
he was
like a little
day class A, if I may. My gosh.
Yeah, it was weird. And I'm not sure it was even appropriate or impactful. Like, was it even the best way to say it?
No.
Whether it was offensive or not, it wasn't even the best way to say it.
These NFL owners, I mean, they a lot of them are clueless, man. I'm telling you. Like, you always want to know, what is the problem with these NFL coaches? It's the owners that hire these coaches. Some of them just don't know what they're doing, or they live in their own little world, Andy. They're in a bubble. They're not in the real world. And so they say things and do things that are like, did he just say that? Are you kidding me? So Jeffrey Lurie's no different, but you know what? Troy, I always kind of call him out for being a turncoat. He used to be on our side, then he went over to the other side. And so I'm kind of with him on that. It's kind of like, you know, it's a little tactless for him to say that with women in the room.
A little bit, to say the least.
But this is the way that group works. I mean, we certainly have heard, you know, Jerry Jones says some things sometimes publicly that are not exactly appropriate. There's still a good old boys nature in that room, even though it is a little bit more diversified than it was probably 30 or 40 years ago. But even Jed York, I guess, said how much more blank needs to be said. He got annoyed. It sounds like the owners were kind of getting sick of Jeffrey Lurie and defending his play.
On a soapbox.
Yeah. And I get it. You're good at it. You don't want to lose something you're good at. You're the world champions. But, I mean, kind of at some point, enough is enough if you're swimming upstream. But who am I to say? Because it worked, right? He somehow sounds like he must have flipped a couple votes somehow, because it seemed like it was going to get banned. And then they came up two votes shy. So who knows? Maybe the Patriots were one of the flipped votes. Maybe they were planning. And Jeffrey Lurie has a relationship with Robert Kraft. He is from the area. Maybe this was just along those lines, friendship lines. Maybe he did his boy a solid and voted against
him. I'm curious if they get to publicly, do they know who voted for what? Like, are they all?
Oh, okay. The 10 that voted to keep it, I have it. Let me just go to my Twitter. Adam Schefter had it earlier. The 10 that
Eagles,
voted to
Patriots.
Keep it. Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jaguars, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans. Those were the 10 teams.
NFC, I'm trying to think, you know, teams, you know, same division team. Well, is there any team in the division? Okay, so the Lions aren't in their division. Nope. The Saints aren't in their division. Nope. But they're in the same conference. I don't know. Yep. I would think maybe a conference, it would be a conference thing, but I don't know if that list gives me indicates anything one way or the other. But
I don't feel like it really. I mean, you could. I mean, the Ravens and the Browns, Vrabel's Patriots, are some of those teams wanting to be kind of tough-nosed teams. I don't know, philosophies that are a little, I don't know.
You guys want to see Drake May getting shoved into the pile for an extra yard anytime soon, knowing that he got his bell rung twice last season?
Nope. I don't think we need that. I'm not even sure we have the line to do it, because I don't know what the line looks like, because they were using all kinds of different lineups at OTAs this week. We'll get into that a little bit later. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Brian Scalabrine for the last time this season. He'll join us, and he'll try to explain to us exactly why we are watching an Eastern Conference Finals that does not include the Boston Celtics. Brian Scalabrine up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo, or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.